On a dusty road where a national highway is being rebuilt, big cars drive past the village of Chin Li Dai. This is where Liom Li Da teaches 7th and 9th graders as part of her work at the education organisation Pepu Ride. Li Da studied IT in Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia. Born into a family of farmers in western Cambodia, Liom Li Da has seen a serious lack of teachers who want to work in rural areas. She says teaching isn't a particularly desirable profession, since teachers are only paid about $50 a month. But she believes she can do something about it, which is why she decided to work for Pepu Ride.
I can also find myself a good job in Phnom Penh, but since I was young, I thought that if I had a chance, I would help teach and share my knowledge with rural people, because not many eligible people want to work there, and if there are some, they do not pay enough attention either.
Pepu Ride provides funding to build schools in the Siem Reap province and sends personnel like Li Da to teach students and also to train up local teachers. In her creative learning class, Li Da teaches junior high school students about critical thinking skills, self-reliance, and the benefits of flexibility. In addition to her teaching duties at the school, Li Da invests her free time in setting up a network of volunteers from other villages. Some of them are as young as 14. Together, they form small classes and teach the children English. Li Da oversees the volunteers' work and helps them out with new teaching ideas.
Youth are the cornerstone of developing each country, since they are eager to learn and know. They have lots of duties to do at that age. Like myself, if I don't share my knowledge with others, I'll be just like a person in a box. But if I share it with one person, that person can teach 10 others.
Li Da also tries to improve hygiene in the tiny villages. She and her team of volunteers started a campaign to promote the use of rubbish bins in 8 different villages. Li Da's hard work has inspired many local youth like Vet V to do something for their local community.
I think she's a very good leader. We were young. We could not work hand in hand with each other. But she gave us good advice and experience helping us form the group. Before, I was a punk in the village, and elder people hated us a lot. But Lida convinced us to join the group. We have changed a lot, and now villagers admire us as good youth within the village.
15-year-old Ra Seha from Chin Li Dai has also been moved by Li Da's powerful example.
I personally think she's a helpful person. She taught us to have a heart for community development, like teaching young people in communities English, and take care of our environment. That helps my village look nicer.
Now, Li Da is finalising a plan to open a fish farm and market garden, as she believes these will help villagers improve their diet and combat malnutrition. This is one of the most critical issues facing children in Cambodia today.
I want the project to serve the group by running its own business. When making some profits, they can run the project themselves sustainably. Moreover, they will be able to share their knowledge with villagers, and volunteers can be the middlemen. Importantly, we want to serve the group and share with villagers.
For the past 9 months, Li Da has received a lot of support and encouragement from villagers and from local authorities. Her work has brought her to a new level, and in March she won the Indra Devi Hope Award, which recognises exceptional Cambodian women. She says she'll use the award money to expand the group's projects.
We shouldn't think we are incapable of doing things. What to think is whether we desperately want to share what we get with others or not. Therefore, try to provide what we have to others. Then we will be able to develop ourselves, people around us, and our country. Don't wait. Do it now.
Don't wait. Do it now.
Joanna Impey, Deutsche Welle Radio.